With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden urged Americans to support both Israel and Ukraine in an Oval Office address last night. He asked for more money to provide arms and ammunition to both countries, the majority of the money going to Ukraine. By a unanimous vote of 97-0, the Senate votes in favor of a resolution stating that the Senate stands firmly with Israel and firmly against Hamas.
Thursday's vote was unanimous after the lone holdout, Senator Rand Paul, secured language to make it clear the resolution in no way authorizes the use of U.S. forces in Israel or Gaza. Schumer says the vote amounts to the Senate speaking in one voice that, quote, Israel is our friend, that Hamas's attack is reprehensible, and that we will stand with our friends to defend themselves. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Republicans continue to search for a House Speaker.
Republicans are meeting behind closed doors, trying to find some way to move forward in electing a new Speaker of the House. It's at this point, it's unclear that they are making any progress. Reports from the meeting have been that it's been quite confrontational at times.
A federal judge in San Diego overturns California's ban on some rifles for the second time, saying it prohibits guns that are no more dangerous than weapons that are not banned in the state. Leftist Governor Gavin Newsom calls the decision another radical ruling. Newsom is currently in Israel visiting the victims of the terrorist assault by Hamas, some of whom are alive because they had long guns to defend themselves. New York City officials are pushing federal legislation that would prevent the Biden administration from housing illegal immigrants in national parks. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is getting ready for another road trip.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel for two nights in Rome next month. The festival will take place in the arena that hosted the 1960 Olympic Games in the Eternal City. Contemporary Christian music stars, including Michael W. Smith, will perform. Graham is a globetrotter just as his father was, preaching to tens of thousands in stadiums in Mexico, Vietnam, Germany, and the United Kingdom this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The governor of Illinois wants to increase abortion nationwide. Democrat J.B. Pritzker has announced the formation of Think Big America. It's a nonprofit that will raise money to pay for abortions in all 50 states. Some believe the organization's also an effort to raise the profile of Pritzker, who is a multi-billionaire equity investor. He said he's fully committed to Illinois, but there's speculation that he wants to be president. This is SRN News. Film and TV actors are still on strike.
It's become the longest walk-off in their history. The strike by the Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, hits its 100th day on Saturday. While writers are busy back at work after ending their strike, there's no end in sight for actors. Their talks ended October 11th when studios walked away from the negotiating table saying the two sides were too far apart to go on. The prolonged strike means films and TV shows will remain sidelined indefinitely, and it's already starting to affect the upcoming awards season. John Scott reporting.
The sticking points for the actors continue to be long-term pay, consistency of employment, and control over the use of artificial intelligence. The reasons, according to the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, included a union demand for a fee for each subscriber to streaming services, which the representatives for the studios call an untenable economic burden. More details at SRNnews.com.